Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. And I ask those of you who are listening to us tonight that will be patient with me. Somehow or another, somebody put another number in here when I went to hook the radio station up. I'm not complaining, I'm praising God. But the same person that came on was a demonic. And it took me a few minutes to get it relocated, reassociated. But if each one of you devils come on, will come on first in the next one. Have patience. God bless.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Father, we give you praise tonight. And Lord, we say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Father, we thank you that this is your time and not our time. And we just humble ourselves before you, Lord God. And we just surrender ourselves that you, Lord God, speak your word in due season. And, Father, we pray for all of us on this radio that we be good ground to hear your word and not only just be hearers but be doers as well. And, Father, we pray for all the family members associated with the folks on tonight. And, Father, we ask you, your kingdom come, that your will be done, that every situation and circumstance we're dealing with, Lord God, we surrender them to you. And we thank you in advance for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right. If you have your Bibles, can you turn with me to the Word of God in Luke chapter 18, verse 9? Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. And verse 9 says, and he spake this parable unto a certain which trusted. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In verse 14, Jesus is saying, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen?
Amen.
I want to read this as well in the Amplified and the New Living Translation, which give us a little more insight onto this. The Amplified says, I'm going to start out with verse 9 and go all the way to 14. And he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves and were confident that they were righteous, that they were in upright and in right standing with God, and scorned and made nothing of all the rest of men. Two men went up into the temple enclosure to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee took his stand ostentatiously. Now that word is something else. The Pharisee took his stand ostentatiously to show off or to impress others. That's how he went up to pray. And began to pray thus before with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of men. And the Pharisee's prayer was more like a show-off. He said, I'm not an extortioner, a robber, a swindler, unrighteous in heart and life. I'm not an adulterer, or even like the tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I gain. But the tax collector, merely standing at the distance, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be favorable, be gracious, be merciful to me, that the especially wicked sinner that I am. I tell you, Jesus said, this man went down to his home justified, forgiven, and made upright, and in right standing with God. Even then, the other man, for everyone who exalts himself will be humble, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. I praise God for this word. You know, this just to go through this, you know, the Pharisees did not go up to the temple to pray to God, but to announce to all within earshot how good he was. They went up to just, you know, just boast upon his goodness, you know, went up with a self-righteous attitude. But the tax collector went up and recognized his sin and begged mercy. You know, self-righteousness is dangerous, and it leads to pride, and it causes a person to despise others, and it prevents, you know, it prevents us from learning anything from God. The tax collector's prayer should be our prayer. This should be the prayer that we pray, because we all need God's mercy every day. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God, and we are not righteous by ourselves. This righteousness is only through the blood of Jesus. So this tax collector is the one who prays the prayer that we need to pray every day. He asks God for mercy every day. So we don't need to let pride or our achievements cut us off from God. You know, this self-righteous attitude is what the Pharisees were showing, and it's a very dangerous thing. He was puffed up. This Pharisees was puffed up with pride and self-righteousness, and such people think they are righteous from their good works or their own efforts, or because they're paying tithes or some duty that they're doing. They think all these things make them righteous. But our righteousness comes from Jesus. In chapter 3, verse 22, if you turn with me there, this will get us all straight tonight. Our righteousness comes from faith in Jesus. Romans 3, verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all, that believe, but there is no difference. Now, we don't have any righteousness in and of ourselves. You know, Romans 3, verse 10 says that, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You know, no one is righteous in and of themselves and in and of what they are doing. You know, it's not about our works or about any of our deeds. This righteousness is through and by the blood of Jesus. Our righteousness is from God, and it comes to us only through faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior and Lord. You know, the forgiver of our sins and the leader of life. This faith, which is the only condition God requires for salvation, is not simply an intellectual belief in God or acknowledgement of Jesus' death of our sins. It is an active and ongoing faith that yields to the leadership of Christ and continues to follow him in love and obedience and gratitude to God. We don't have this. We are not righteous by ourselves or by our deeds. So, you know, this is what the Pharisees was going up with, because he's standing here, you know, boasting upon what he has done and what he does not do. You know, saying that, you know, I'm not an extortioner, an unjust, an adulterer. See, he didn't go through all the sins. He just listed out a few of them. I'm thinking he's picking and choosing on what he does and does not do. But, you know, and give these things like, you know, fasting and paying tithes is what's going to keep you in a right standing with God. But this is by faith that we are in right standing with God, by faith in what Jesus has done, and not in about our works or anything. So, you know, these Pharisees, they ignored their own sinful nature and their own unworthiness. You know, they felt like they didn't have, not have any unworthiness or need for God's help or mercy. You know, but that tax collector went up confessing his sin, uncovering himself before God, and pleading for the mercy of God. You know, going up to ask for the mercy. And he was the one that went down justified. You know, so this self-righteousness gets us in trouble every time because we are not righteous by our own works or our deeds. Or, you know, to be able, you know, taking a stance that we can look down on other folks or you know, stating that, well, just because I'm not like him or don't do those things, you know, we are sinning in our own heart with this type of attitude, you know, thinking that we are much better than other folks because that's not the case. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So I thank God for this word tonight. You know, it's a blessed word. You know, this word, you know, the bottom line is it leads us back to Jesus because this is something that we have to do daily, you know, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling and to continually having a repentant heart, you know, continually to continually come to the throne of grace daily with fear and, you know, to the throne of grace for help and mercy in the time of need.
Amen.
So we give God the glory for this word tonight, and you know, we thank him because it's not trusting in and of ourselves, but we have to continue to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, acknowledge him in all our ways. And it's all about releasing to trust in him and lean on him, you know, for our life because, you know, in him is our life, and that is the only way that we have it. We can't stand up on our own works, and that's what this Pharisees was doing. And then making a direct comparison to the folks around him that, you know, that he felt that wasn't living like him, and just to be so, what is the word for it? To be so arrogant.
So arrogant, yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And, you know, the word says in Matthew that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. You know, we cannot take the stance like, you know, I got it all together because we don't. None of us do. You know, Jesus got it together. And that belief and that faith in him is when we got it together. And we were trusting in him with all our heart. You know, for all these things. So this is the word that the Lord had for us tonight, and I just thank God for it because it's a humbling word, you know. And you know, I thank God for this word because, you know, we all need to examine ourselves and see where we fall in this because this self-righteousness is the beginning of trouble because when we get ourselves in that arena, you know, God is not able to move through us and work through us like, you know, he needs to.
We put a stop
to all of his anointing and all of his power moving through us. Now we're working in our own power. And we got a form of godliness, you know, a form of godliness going that doesn't have any power. And we need this power. Because, you know, people need to be saved, people need to be delivered and set free. And it's only the anointing that's going to do that. And we block the anointing with these self-righteous attitudes. You know, and we just got a big show going on.
My God, my God.
You know, the bottom line is we want the Lord to move through us. We want the power of God to move through us and work through us, that souls can be saved into the kingdom of God and that people can be delivered and set free because that anointing break every chain. It breaks. It is the burden-moving, yoke-destroying power of God, but we cannot see it with these self-righteous attitudes.
My God, amen. Amen.
And, you know, this tax collector, you know, he wasn't, you know, the best of people. But it's just like all of us, you know. We have repentance is available to all of us. the tax collector probably cheated a lot of folks, but he came clean.
Came clean. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And see, that's much greater than what the Pharisees did. He didn't come clean. See, we get in church and we feel like we don't have no more need to repent. When the folks talk about, do you need to be saved? Some of us still need to be saved.
My God.
We sit up there in the church and need to be saved. We have not confessed with our mouth and believed in our heart that Jesus is Lord and that He died, that He died for our sins and that He was raised on the third day from that grave. We have a lot of us sitting in the church looking pretty with these suits on, in pastors, teachers, preachers, you know, evangelists, in these fivefold ministry gifts. We're sitting in the church like this.
Michael,
we need to be saved. We need to be set free, and we need to be delivered. You can't be delivered when you're going up in there beating, talking about, I'm not like the rest of these folks. I pay my tithes. My family done bought the pew over there. And we sit there and listing out the sins that you didn't do. But what about the ones you left off the list? You know, what's up with all that? You know, if you want to go to making lists and everything, I don't want no list. Lord, please forgive me.
Oh, yeah.
You start listening to
my have mercy for me, Lord. Mm.
Yeah, have mercy on me. I'd rather go with the mercy and just go to the Lord and say, look here, Lord, I need you.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not going to get up there and tell the Lord who I am and what I didn't do. But what about what you did do?
My God, Lord, my God.
I'm going to leave it alone a little bit here now.
Amen. Well, praise the living God. Well, you know, tonight that we just give God the glory. And I want to thank the sister for came on at the latest of time, because sometimes there is somebody that dials the phone with a number and causes a lot of confusion. But I've just come to the point to tell Jesus to give us the authority over this demon. And anyone who wants to call with this number that they call, I have the number down, and I will say this much. We are here to bring the glory of God to the point. Matthew 7:7 says these words, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We're living in a day and time where we have no more time to play. Just listen. Today, that young witness daughter passed on crossover. The young lady in Texas passed on over. We've seen so many incidents that are happening. We're seeing the corruption happening to our United States of America. We see where there is confusion in the midst of the different churches. So there has to be somebody, not be like the Republicans. We got to be like the tax collector. Lord, have mercy upon me. I will not go to hell because I don't know Jesus Christ. I'm going to go to heaven because I know him. And I'm going to open the line just a few minutes and then, because we kick back on at 9 o'clock. But open the line to one or two persons got a statement I want to make. Amen. Amen. You got a statement you want to make on the line? Hello? Hello? Okay. All right.
Early. Thank God.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. You got a word? Got a word? Got a word? Reverend Princess Love, are you there?
I'm just thrilled at the word that already came forth. The word is always good, and
Amen.
It was a very, very good lesson, very, very important, very powerful, and very true, absolute truth. I love the Lord, and I'm just thankful to God that the program is there. I know it was late tonight. For some reason, it didn't I called at 8 and it wasn't on. So I thank God that it's still, that you're there and that she was there, and we're just praising God. That's the most important thing, that the word, that God be lifted up, that man come to us, come to recognize to himself that he need God. That's the most important.
Amen.
There is not a person out there in the sound of my voice or the sound of the radio ear that doesn't need God, no matter who you are. Everybody needs the living God, the living God. There
Amen.
Is many gods, but there's only one God that counts, and that's the Son of the living God, and Jesus is God, and we thank God for him. As she say, I was enjoying the lesson so well. One went down justified because he knew he was humble. I mean, he was meek. He knew that God is, we're so unworthy of the great love that God has for us. He loves us beyond compare, beyond. We could, how could I dare not think that I'm full of, that I was full of sin? But like she say, but we've been made the righteousness of Jesus Christ because of what he did for us 2,000 years on the cross. So yeah, I'm just thrilled. And if there's anybody out there who haven't surrendered or yield or totally given their whole life over to Christ, I beg of you, I plead with you, give your life to Christ. Just repeat. I know it sounds, the Bible says if we shall confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that we shall be saved. We cannot doubt that. We cannot doubt that. You got
no,
to believe it. Yeah. You might not feel anything or experience anything at that very moment, but I promise you, God is faithful and he's just. And he will reward you for asking with a sincere heart when you really want to know him. Because this time on our life, this time of life is just a very short, very, very short.
It's short.
It's a blink. The Bible say our life ain't but a vapor. A vapor is you put a tea kettle on the stove and let it come to a boil and steam. That's the vapor. That's the steam. You see,
that's
all our life. And the Bible said in Job, man that is born of a woman have but a few days, and all of them are full of trouble. Few days and them are trouble. But when you receive Christ, you receive joy unspeakable. You receive eternal life. You receive the righteousness of God. You receive holiness. You receive goodness, meekness, temperance, joy. Oh, glory to God. The fruit of
all glory.
You receive the Spirit of the living God inside of you. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Yes, you're going to cry sometimes. Yes, somebody going to say, yes, all the things that come upon us, but the Bible say, count them all joy. Count them all joy. Cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I'm telling you, to be translated, to be moved out of the spiritual realm of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. I didn't come on here to preach to you, but just to encourage you, anyone in the world, just to let you know that I only have a few minutes, and I only wanted to encourage everybody.
I got a song. We're gonna be on. I've got the time updated. So, what I want to do while we all on the radio tonight, somebody has something they want to say, a question, a statement, or want a prayer request, Princess Royal Love said, Reverend Love said, do you want to meet Jesus Christ tonight? Do you want to meet him? We got to ask you, some over the line, if anybody got a statement or something you want to say. Amen. Praise God. God is so good to me. His mercy endures forever. Amen. You got a statement? Hallelujah. Are you there? Amen, amen, amen. Well, let me see. Amen. You got a statement you want to make, guys? Have God been good today? Amen.
Yeah, we were happy to have all any statements to anybody. Make a confession. Confess. Come on and confess that you know that you know that Jesus is your Lord. Come on and tell us about it.
Amen. 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 Okay, Mona. Amen. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. We hear you.
Oh, well, I was speaking a while ago, and I was just saying, thank God I did call in, and I was blessed by the word. And I just said, keep on doing what you're doing and encouraging one another. Don't come down off the wall. Keep on working while it's day. Remember, he rebuilt the walls in 52 days. So if he can do it then, he can do it now. God bless. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Well, I just say to this person that called in, one thing I want to say, the radio station is up to the believer. What we are believing God for, to see God do more in us and through us. And so when we take notice of, one thing, when I was a younger man, somebody said, are you afraid of the devil? No, if I know Jesus, I'm not afraid of the devil. But you know, back in the day, they called him there's a Hank. Y'all heard the word, there's a Hank. You know what a Hank is?
What?
A Hank is nothing but a statement they made back 70-some years ago about there's a Hank out there. That was nothing but an evil spirit. But I remember John Osteen said. It's been with me all my life. John Osteen gave us a quick pitch. He said, one person said, the devil came by and knocked and said, the devil came in. And he knocked on the door and he stopped on the door and said, he come to somebody else's house. He got to his house and the devil told his demon, said, don't even try to think of a Hank. Don't even try to go to the house. And the demon said, why? He said, well, I went to the house and I got my head beat up. So we got to have the same attitude. We got to be ready to fight the good fight of faith, to trust and believe in God. And see, I know that I know. You know that you know. Jesus gave his life for us. You know that you know. His blood has separated us from falling down to the darkness. You know that you know. There's no God like our God. You know that you know. You've been depending on God. You know that you know. You call on God, and God has answered your prayer. When you're near a wreck, when you're near a robbery, you know that you know. There is no God. There's no God like our God. No God like our God. And see, one thing I will say to us out there, listen, behind the scene, in the scene, to the scene. When we call upon the name of God, please hear me and hear me concurrently. Jesus said, he that don't know the Son don't know the Father.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So I would have people say, well, God's got it. No, God ain't got it. Because you don't know Jesus. How you going to get something to God? Because he set it up a perimeter through his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Somebody out there hearing what I'm saying. Because I want to tell you, it took me some time when I first started my ministry early. When I understood, nothing can be said or done but without the understanding. See, God hears it all, but Jesus has to present it to the Father. Amen. And see, what he's saying to us, we must come to him. And then I find the scripture that says, Jesus himself said, no man. He said, whatever Father give me, I say it. Now that's evidence again.
Mm-hmm.
He said, unless the Father shows me. So when he stood at the place with the bread and fish in his hand, he lifted it up to the Father, and the Father said, "Feed him." And look how many people had fed. It wasn't Jesus; it was God. But the only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ. The more we acknowledge Him, the more He gives us this. And you know what I'll say to the believers out there? I love you so much. I love you so much. And one thing I will say to us, the kingdom of God, Jesus said, He told His disciples, He said, if you can cast out one demon with your finger, the kingdom of God has come unto you. Now you tell me that is some authority and some power. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody.
Glory.
See, and one thing, glory, 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 glory. And see, I look at all that's happened in America today, and how God has stood fast by us. And we don't know if tomorrow is our day. We don't know, but we believe in God. As the Apostle Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So everything still, we're going to have to just say, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And one thing I will say in my testimony, God, when the enemy had me some years ago with this stroke, 3.5 years ago, I don't even know how I made it back, but God did. Because God has raised others just like me. God has done it. And God wants to do that for you. I mean, don't play church. And I'm going to tell somebody, I don't beg God for nothing. I give Him back His word. He says, give me back my word and see when I perform on it. God don't have no beggars. He have givers and receivers and praisers. And I will say to all of us who love the Lord with all my heart, oh, I love Him. I love Him. I love Him so much. Till I know that over the radio station, the anointing can come on the radio station, but we have to believe it. We have to believe it. Do you believe it? Jesus said, all things are possible, those who believe. Now, we got folks from one coast to the other coast on the radio station. And what God is saying, we can do a revival on the radio station. Somebody guys got a cough?
No.
Amen. Amen. Does anybody want to talk to him? Keep coughing. You want to, got a word? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Is Sister Esther on the phone with us?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, well, praise God. Amen.
I was
amen,
speaking
amen.
A while ago.
Amen. Well, yes. I was listening, trying to catch the voice. But one thing I will say to all of us on the radio tonight.
Yes.
This opportunity belongs to you. This opportunity. And the more we can tell the word about Jesus Christ,
the more the only thing I have to say is,
amen,
fall in love with Jesus and you will be a happy person. And
amen.
As far as attacks from the enemy, just remember that's the devil's job. So I'm not afraid of the devil and what he does. I just know Jesus loves me, I love Him, I love His people, and I know we win. So I'm not worried about a thing, but praising God, worshiping Him, and helping people when I can.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, glory, amen. And I know that Esther is in the process of coming back on the line with us, and I want to thank her for taking the attitude come back on the line with us. And she's going to have a program, her own program, on a Thursday night. But I want her to get a touch of hitting the radio, because we're going around the world. If you know somebody around the world in the different 50 states, have them a call at the Central Standard Time, because that's what it's all about. Do y'all know that we've had people that get healed already and we prayed for?
Yeah.
One woman had a needs her eyes, and she got a healing over the radio station. So this is what we're about. This is what we're about. And each minister that comes on that has a word. Now, as like the first lady, she came up with a word. And I mean, it came directly. It was like throwing a fastball. A zoom. Amen. And so she came on with Luke 18, verse 9. And so I looked at her and said, okay, good God. See, that's what we need. And I want to encourage anyone else. Does anybody else have a word they want to say? Something else they want to say? He kandere de so korandere. Habawa sikiriata. Leoko. Now I'm going to show you some. I want y'all to pray in tongues. I'm going to show y'all some. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Watch, I'm going to show you something. I want you, I'm going to. Amen. Hello? 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 Ding dong. Amen. Praise the living God. Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lambe ku sondri yata o sondri ha ha ya ai andre ho sondri ya
sondri
ha sondri yota lambe ku sondri ha sondri yato o kor sikri ya
karo
o praise your father e kor sikri ya yan ku sondri ai ya tara sikri ya ai ya tandri ha thank you for father. Thank you, Father, for Sunday. Oh, praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Oh, Sunday,
thank you,
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank
you,
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lori, Papa, Papa, Yande. Ekora Sikiriota. Lapo Hosha. Nemo Basa, Yande. Ekora Sikiri. Oh, for a Sunday. Oh, mama, sikiri yo. I andri he said yo. Ah, mama, yataha. Landri, oh, for a sikiri yo. Hey, for a Sunday. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the living God. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Woo! Now, if y'all get a chance to come back on Wednesday morning from 7 o'clock, to 10 o'clock, we have a prayer for the nation. And we ask everybody that can come back. And if you don't, I understand. If you do, I understand. But I want you to know, I love God with all that I have. Because there's no God like our God. There is no God like our God. And when God has blessed us, well, He blessed us. He keeps us. He shows us His way. And no way is like His way. Amen.
Shalom.
Amen. Sister Reverend Rowe, Reverend Love.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything else to say? You have anything else to say?
Well, y'all said it all, but like Esther said, I confess that I love the Lord with all my heart, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And that goes for everybody out there. If you're not saved, the only thing we can tell you, Jesus is soon to come. That we got a word for you today to tell you, Jesus is coming. And if he don't come through the skies immediately like we looking for him, death is coming. And
yes.
And the Bible say after death comes the judgment. After death comes the judgment. Yes. Now whether you think you're going to lay in the grave 1,000, 10 jillion years, that's between you and God. But the Bible say after death comes the judgment. So
yes.
You got And it ain't going to be no getting ready when you die, after you die. You got to get him now. This is the time he's knocking on your heart now, right now.
Right now.
The day you hear his voice, harden out your heart. Harden out your heart and say, oh, he's going to delay his coming. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Don't be like that. Don't be like the foolish man who thought he could tear down his home, his barn and build him a new one, a big one. No. Just like that 22-year-old precious child died after being in a coma for 6 months. She's gone on. We pray to God that she had made. But I do believe God makes peace with people. People have an opportunity in comas. Because your soul is the person that's alive. Pastor Apostle Esther's on the line and Dr. Hunter's on the line. I've seen them both in the flesh, but I ain't never seen neither one of them in the real life. Because the man that is the real man, the real person, we have never laid eyes on each other.
That's right.
Because the person that is going to live forever and ever and ever, we can't see with our natural eyes. And so that person, when you are comatose or unconscious, that person, God can communicate just as well with that person as he can a person who's talking live like we are right now. But when you give up that spirit, when that spirit leaves that body.
Speak to the spirit,
Yes, sir. When that spirit in you, there ain't no more communicating with God. If you didn't know him before that spirit leaves your body, you are in serious trouble. We are warning everybody, high, low, rich, poor, black, white, Chinese, Japanese, Oriental, Mexican, no matter what nationality, human being. That's the most important. We're warning you to seek the Lord while he might be found. Seek him. We want you to find Jesus now because there is a cutoff time. Oh, yeah, the Bible say they were eating and drinking and giving and being married. Oh, getting married, giving in marriage and doing all manner of things. But, when that door shut.
It's closed.
There won't be another opportunity for that door to open. When he says, shut the door.
Yes.
There ain't no knocking on the door. Let me in, Lord. Let me in. I'll believe in you now, Lord. No, what he say? The gulf between the Lazarus and the rich man? The rich man said, let me go and tell my brothers. Jesus said, no. Because if they hear not one, they will not hear you. And he wanted to go tell them. He wanted to go tell them. And that's where it's going to be. That's sad.
Yes.
That's a step attack. It's going to be like that. Everybody think they got time. But today we're imploring you to know that Jesus made the sacrifice for you 2,000 years ago. He didn't just dream or think of you today. He thought of you 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago.
Nobody but God. And you know nobody but God. Amen. Amen. And you know today, I'm going to see if I can reach this lady while we're on the line. Her name is, I'm going to see if I can call her, have her to call me. This lady is 77 years old, and she reminds me of Reverend Love. Her name is Reverend Ann W. Brandy. And we were talking today on the bus coming back, and she said what God has done for her and the revelation knowledge God has given her. So I told her if I ever get an opportunity, I'd like to have you some on the radio to say something on the radio station. So one thing I've come to understand about the elderly women, they got to worry.
Yes, sir.
They got to worry.
They have a word.
And when they give you a word, they mean it from the heart. And she's 77 years old. You see her walk, she don't walk like she's 77 years old. And she come declare what I declare. She says, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. She says, I shall live, be 120 years old.
Amen.
I said, my God. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can reach it. Hold on, y'all. I got to go on everybody can hear.
Amen. Apostle Esther is
7-2.
Hallelujah. This is 77.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought she was about 62 years old.
Because she has so much energy. She's so energetic.
My God. Amen. But you know one thing that I give to you. Say, Reverend Brandy, I met you today. I told you I was going to try to get you. The phone number you can call back in the next 2 or 3 minutes is 347-850-8955. We want to hear your voice tonight. God bless you. But you know one thing I will say. In these last days, God has left us here for a reason. And that reason is to reason with these young people. Young people have no respect for the elders. They don't have no respect for themselves. We got to show them. We got to show it to them. It's in our hands right now. It's in our hands. Amen. And see, I got a son, 42 years old, and I keep telling him, trust in the Lord. Go to church. Find a church that's not there. Find a place where you can commune with God.
Amen.
See, because and so we're looking at so many things, and I know we can go and say this and can say that and say this and say that, but the royal diadem has already been cast.
Yes, it has.
Amen. And when it's cast. And so right now, even the President of the United States of America is standing before God.
There ain't nobody that don't need God. There ain't nobody ain't going to see God. Every knee going to
bow.
Every
knee shall bow. Not good. And see, the one thing that we keep saying on the radio station, somebody said, well, you know, you're ready to. Yes, it is. The word is going around the world. Around the world. Somebody's hearing your voice. But you know what? The devil, the enemy of darkness, and like Sister Esther said, the devil, we don't fear the devil. Because Jesus said, you have no rights. Oh, glory. He gave it to him in Matthew 3 different times. He said, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. And see, he was, oh, glory, 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 glory. When he was born, when Jesus was born, he was born with the ability to resist the devil. Because God knew what he was doing. Hallelujah. My.
Hallelujah.
Oh! Hey. But you know what excites me so when I read the word? When Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. John, and I love St. John, he said, Father, the hour has come. My God Almighty. He said that you might. Does anybody have the 17th chapter of John? Please, I can. Okay, the 17th chapter of John. chapter 17, verse 1. Because there was a critical royal diadem that's pointed in that word. The hour has come. And what hour was Jesus said? It was the last hour. The hour that Jesus spoke. Now, did we have a clock? No. But he said the last hour that you might be glorified.
Yes.
And may the Son be glorified with you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, now, and through the other Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and I already declared Jesus going to the cross. But he said the hour has come. He already put it on notice. And see, when he put it on notice, hallelujah. And when I was saying to somebody, he never called him, "Hey, dude, yo, you got the word? Come on,
yes,
homeboy."
Yes, I got it.
All right, what did it say?
And when Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your Son, so that your Son may glorify and extol and honor and magnify you."
My God.
That was verse 2. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh,
all humankind, now
glorify him as so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. Verse 3. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true and real God, and likewise to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, whom you have sent. I have glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me along with yourself and restore me to such majesty and honor in your presence as I had with you before the world existed. Hallelujah. That was verse 5, 17:5. Neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sakes only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe and in, trust in, cling to, rely on me through their word and teaching, that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. I have given to them the glory, honor, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and identify, recognize, that you sent me, that you have loved them even as you have loved me. That's a great statement there, 17:23, that you have loved them even as you have loved me, that the Father, God Almighty, has loved us And
yes.
Just like he has loved Jesus. That's some love there, boy.
Yes,
that's mighty
that's pure love. That's pure love.
That's real love. My son has a ministry called Real Love. Father,
amen.
I desire that they also, whom you have entrusted to me as your gift to me, may be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, your love gift to me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. Verse 25, O just and righteous Father, although the world has not known you and has failed to recognize you and has never acknowledged you, I have known you continually, and these men understand and know that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them and revealed your character and your very self. I will continue to make you known that the love which you have bestowed upon me may be in them, felt in their hearts, and that I myself may be in them. That I read the amplified version.
That's all right. That's all right. That's good. That's good.
St. John 17. Amen.
But you know what? He says in verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that they hated me first.
Amen.
Amen. So, as Sister Esther was saying, don't worry about the hate.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in the world, the world will love you. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you. Good God Almighty, He's chosen us. He's chosen us. He's chosen us.
Yes, sir.
Out of this world. Therefore, the world hates you. That's why we see so much hate. The world hates us because we have been chosen. My God, buddy. Woo! What a God we serve. But these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know you, they know not him that sent me. Oh, my God. When you look at the word good, when you look at the word of God, and you see that 17th chapter of St. John, he says he's chosen us. He's chosen us. He's chosen us. And see, I looked into this scripture, and it just filled me with such joy to know that our Savior was saying to the Father. And one thing I tell people, you don't have to close your eyes to pray. Jesus didn't close his eyes to pray, did he? And he lifted up his eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Sister, so you there? Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, ma'am.
We must be
sure. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say this before we close out tonight. Tonight has been a blessed night, and I want to thank God for everybody on the radio tonight. But I want to say these words to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until the next time, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah.